Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Thank you again for joining me for the Line Life Podcast. In our last interview style episode, I highlighted Susan Blazer, the Lineman Program Coordinator at Metropolitan Community College of Kansas City and a Lineman Hall of Famer. Every year at the International Lineman's Rodeo Safety and Training Conference, I love seeing Susan and the other instructors and their students soaking up all the knowledge and listening to the safety stories about the near misses and what's new in the line trade to keep the line workers safe so that they can come home to their families every night. And I think it's just awesome that these students are putting safety first before they even step foot in the field as apprentices, so they know the safe work practices and they can continue to use them throughout their entire careers. There were about 20 students who were in attendance at the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo Safety and Training Conference. And today I'm going to shine the spotlight on one of those students, Zane Stevenson, who was attending Metropolitan Community College of Kansas City at the time of this interview in October 2025. Now let's listen in on my interview with Zane. Zane, thank you so much for joining us today for the Line Life Podcast. To begin, can you talk about what brought you out here to the International Lineman's Rodeo Week?
What brought me here today is that my class came here today. Shout out MCC. We're doing very good. We're halfway through our program, and I'm here today to further my roots into linemen and also, you know, get to know what's around here.
Absolutely. And Zane, talk about your training program at Metropolitan Community College, Kansas City.
Our training program is legit as it gets. Our instructors are very well trained. They're very confident in what they do, and they teach us everything. We ask questions, and we get the stuff done.
That's wonderful. And what are you learning right now out in the field in terms of skills training?
Right now, we are transformers and underground.
Perfect. And talk about your experience climbing poles. Had you ever climbed a pole before you got into this training program?
Yes. Back home, I used to climb at the co-op.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. And it's just, you know, I just kind of picked it up.
And talk about the first time you ever climbed a pole and looked down. What was that feeling like for you?
It was nerve-wracking, you know, got the blood flowing, but, you know, got used to it.
Yes.
And now we're confident.
And now let's talk about the safety conference. It's always great to see all the students there in attendance. What were some things that really hit home for you when you were listening to the sessions there?
My mom and dad gave me their all to get here, and I just want to be able to give back to them and return back home to them.
That is beautiful. Yes, absolutely. And do you have any line workers in your family, or what inspired you to work in the line trade?
My grandpa was a lineman. What inspired me was that I grew up in a middle class, maybe lower, and that I really just want to give back to my mom and dad.
Yes.
They gave me everything they've got, and I just want to work for them. I want to give them back.
So what are your mom and dad's names? Let's give a shout out to them.
Jesse and Zach Stevenson.
Well, you guys raised a great kid, because I was trying to get all of my audio and podcasting equipment up the elevator, and your son helped me get it all the way upstairs into the exhibit hall. And I really appreciated that a lot. So thanks a lot for that, Zane. And also, let's talk now about your grandpa. Talk us some of your early memories of him and line work.
Man, I just asked him about it, and he just told me about it. He hasn't told me much, but okay. He said that climbing's a lot different now, and safety has gotten a lot better, he said. He's seen a lot of, you know, not okay things.
Yes.
Which he just telling me, you know, stay on top of your safety, and you'll be good.
And then how many years did your grandpa serve as a lineman, and what was safety like back when he was in line work?
He said 15 years.
Okay.
And he said safety wasn't huge. He said he saw a few people, you know, pass away, which is heart-wrenching. I'm just glad that we have people here today at the safety conference giving us more safety and giving us, you know, our information we need.
I think so, too. There's a lot of people here during the Lyman's Rodeo Week that put safety as number one, which it definitely should be in this line of work. And Zane, let's talk a little bit about tools and technologies now. Did you see anything out on the show floor that would help you to be safer or more productive in your training at MCCKC?
I think that the methods we use at MCC right now are pretty solid, but man, the wire stripping,
yes.
I would love to see some more. It's just not my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Okay.
So I would like to see some wire strippers out there, you know, some advancement in that and just advancement in safety.
Wonderful. And have you ever been to the trade night during the International Lyman's Rodeo Week?
No, man. This is my first year. Oh, it's super interesting. I'm just happy to see them all here.
Oh, yeah. You'll meet people from all over the world. They literally come from every corner of the globe to Kansas City for the International Lyman's Rodeo Week.
That's sweet.
So what are your plans for the future? Do you want to work for a utility, a contractor, co-op? What sounds interesting to you right now?
So a lot of people tell me since that I am, you know, not have relationships with anybody right now.
Right.
That they said I should, you know, go do some contractor work.
Yes.
Get used to that. Mm-hmm. See how that is. And if you don't like it, then you can settle down somewhere.
So do you want to travel then?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to travel.
Where would you like to go specifically?
I would love to go east.
Okay.
But I would also like to go up towards Wyoming area. Oh, I feel like that would be pretty cool.
I want to hear more about Wyoming. What do you think is pulling you in that direction, do you think?
I love the scenery of Wyoming, and I just love the cold weather. I can deal with it. I'm totally okay with it. I just love how Wyoming is.
So when you look into your future, how do you feel about storm response? I'm sure your grandpa's talked a lot about that.
Yes. What I'm looking forward to is that I get out there and the people I'm working with are doing their work safely and we can get it done as quickly as possible.
That is absolutely true. So are you looking to be an apprentice then for a contracting company?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you think are some of the rewards and challenges of being an apprentice for a contractor?
Rewards and challenges?
Uh-huh.
Your reward at the end of the day is having your brothers with you still.
Yes.
And the challenges you're going to face are endless. You're always going to be hit with something new. Mm-hmm. It's not always going to be the same.
Right.
And it's just how can you react and how can you handle it on the spot?
Talk about how your training right now is preparing you to work in this role.
My training right now, it's preparing me to be a leader in areas that people might not shine the brightest.
Tell me more about that.
So people have a hard time speaking up when something doesn't make right or
yes.
something doesn't seem right.
Sure.
So that's where I feel like I need to step up and say something to somebody about that.
I think you've really nailed it because I think in this line trade that sometimes if you don't speak up and something happens, it can make the difference between going home and not going home safely at the end of the day. So when will you be done with your training then?
I'm looking to start looking at apprentices this spring.
Okay.
Trying to get into that as soon as possible. And our school ends in May.
So is your school about a year long?
Yes, ma'am.
And then talk about the progression of the training. Do you start with climbing and then learn all the other skills that you need for line work?
Yes, we start with just getting used to our equipment, okay, how to work it, mm-hmm, and how everything, you know, works. And then we go halfway up the pole, okay, and we do, you know, our swing arounds, leaning out one side, leaning out the other. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go back down. And then like 3 weeks in, we just going up the pole. It's how fast we moved on.
And Zane, is there anyone you want to give a shout out to on this podcast, to your class at MCCKC?
You know what? I'm going to shout out to all the line brothers out there.
And line sisters.
Yes, there's ma'am. Line sisters, yes, ma'am. Too. All the way.
And I know that sometime down the road, I'll see your name on the apprentice roster here to compete. I'm sure that's going to happen.
I really hope so.
Well, Zane, is there anything else that you'd like to say on this episode of the Lion Life podcast?
Godspeed. Godspeed.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Zane. And I wish you the best of luck for your future in the line trade.
Yes, ma'am.
For our next Student Spotlight episode, I'll be featuring another student who is training to work in the line trade. And apprentices, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to be profiled in our magazine, make sure you reach out to me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com. I profile apprentices and our Faces of the Future department about 6 times a year in the print issues of T&D World magazine. And I'm also looking for anyone from apprentices to journeymen to those retired in the trade to share their stories for the Line Life podcast. If you're going to be at the 2026 International Lineman's Rodeo this October, make sure you swing by the T&D World booth, and I'd love to feature you as a guest on a future episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Lion Life podcast.